Oh, hey there, friend. It's your boy, Soy Boy and Chronic. How's everybody doing today? Hey, I'm here with my bestest buddy, Sammy the Sleepy Salamander. Say hello, Sammy.
Hey, what's up, man?
Well, what'd you do this past weekend?
Oh, you know, man, I just slept a lot, man. That's what I do.
Oh, you're such a silly salamander. Maybe we should call you Sammy the Silly Salamander instead.
Hey, man, I don't know what you're talking about, man. Just shut the fuck up. I want to go back to sleep, and you just keep fucking talking.
Oh, don't be so grumpy. Today, friends, we're going to talk about some girls. We're going to boast about them.
Hey, man, don't you mean roasted?
No, silly. Boasting, not roasting. The only thing we roast around here is soy lattes. Which, by the way, if you send me $2.40, just like you see up top there, we can buy more soy lattes. Hooray! We love soy lattes. Drink 'em down. Glug, glug, glug.
Bro, I told you I don't drink that fucking shit, man. It makes your fucking balls shrivel up.
Oh, you know that's just an unproven rumor. Okay, let's get started today with the first video. Oh, she doesn't know how to cook. That's okay. We'll just go out to eat all the time. I'll just have to work extra hours to make up for it so that we can go out and eat all the time. No problem. She should spend her days going to the salon and getting her nails done, and maybe even go shopping and spend all our money. That's what a woman like that deserves, don't you think, fellas?
Yo, man, that fucking girl needs to learn how to fucking cook, man. You make tacos, it ain't that fucking expensive. Dude, man, what are they, like $5? Man, the instructions on the fucking back of the box, bro.
Oh, Sammy, you're being silly again.
If you don't like your hot girlfriend wearing hot clothes, taking hot pictures, don't have a hot girlfriend.
Oh, if I had a hot girlfriend or even a hot wife, what would I do? Well, of course I'd let her take pictures of herself and put them all over social media. I mean, duh, what guy wouldn't?
Bro, man, that chick's a fucking slut, man. I might be fucking sleepy, man, but I'm awake to this shit, bro.
Sammy, you're being silly again. I think somebody needs some soy latte.
Man, I don't drink that shit, man.
Okay, well, getting back on point, I think this girl, she needs to get an OnlyFans so that she can get all the admiration from all the guys from around the world. They can send her likes and messages, and they can tell her how great she is.
Bro, that's a really fucking bad idea, man. You get a girl like that and she does that, man, you'll see, man. Really fucking bad idea.
Okay, well, let's move on to our next video.
What's something that's actually incredibly f***ing misogynistic, but everyone just ignores it and pretends it's fine?
Marriage. I'll explain. The idea that on a hen night you go out with your girlies to celebrate, but on a bachelor's night you go out with strippers, you know, traditionally because it's your last night single.
Oh, I wouldn't do that to this girl, no. Hey, Sammy, isn't she a good-looking girl?
Dude, she's all right, man. I'd fucking hit that. All you ever want to do is talk about these fucking women, man. And you know, like women, they just, you know, you fucking know, man. They just don't shut the fuck up like you, man. You just fucking keep talking. I don't want to talk no more, man. I just want to fucking sleep.
Being walked down the aisle and given away by your father, taking your man's surname so that you're now his like property.
Oh, I wouldn't do that to you. Oh, no siree, Bob. You can hyphenate your name, or heck, you don't even have to take my name. You can keep your name. That's just fine with me.
You just won't shut the fuck up.
The fact that in the traditional wedding vows, the man has to love and honor, and the woman has to love, honor, and obey.
Oh gosh, golly, you don't have to listen to me. You can just go ahead and do whatever you want. I promise you could do whatever you want.
Bro, man, you're so fucked up. Are you even fucking listening to yourself right now, man?
Throwing the bouquet to a group of girls to see who gets married next, but there's no equivalent for men. The whole traditional history of a dowry is that the bride's family were paying to get rid of her.
Oh, that's not going to happen under my watch. I'm going to pay for everything.
The white dress signifying virginity.
Oh, you don't have to be a virgin to be with me. As I like to say, no hymen, no problem.
Bro, man, she could sleep with like a different dude every fucking night, man. You can have like 500, 600 fucking Eskimo brothers and you wouldn't even fucking know.
And there are smaller details that you might not even think about, like the woman has to walk towards the man on the aisle.
Oh, you wouldn't have to do that with me. We could walk up at the same time because we're equals, right?
Bro, man, you ain't fucking equal, man. You get a fucking divorce, you see how fucking unequal you are.
And the man stands on the right, i.e. the right-hand side of God. Also, when men ask for the father's blessing to propose, that feels... Ugh.
All these girls shouldn't worry about getting married. Well, you just open up your wallet, and every guy knows that's a direct line to a girl's heart. Isn't that right, Sammy?
Bro, I don't even know why we're fucking friends. Man, I'm going back to fucking sleep, bro.
Okay, join us here next time when we get to boast up some more ladies. Bye!